reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Old Testament reading for this fifth Sunday after Pentecost is found in your Bibles in the book of the prophet Zechariah. It's on page 1019, and we read Zechariah 9, beginning at verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he. Humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading is from Paul's epistle to the Romans, found on page 1208, and we read Romans 7, beginning at verse 14. We know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold under sin. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law, waging war against the law of my mind, and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
We rise out of respect for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, page 1043. And we read Matthew 11, beginning at verse 25. At that time, Jesus declared, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. O Lord, have mercy on us. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. My text is based on the words of your gospel lesson. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. This is our text. A couple of years back, and I believed I did share it in a sermon at that time, I learned something new about yokes, for I am not familiar with oxen. And in fact, how many of you have ever had to deal with ox? Anybody here? We had one person last night who had actually worked with ox before. And when you see ox yoked, they're usually not yoked together or just one ox yoked. You usually see a couple of You know, I had problems a few moments ago, too. I had turned to Vespers instead of Matins during the responsory. But let's try this again. So, when you see ox yoked, they usually aren't yoked individually, but together. Which gives us a lot of insight into our lesson for today. Because when you first hear Jesus saying, take my yoke upon you. Well, when you envision a yoke, and I think most of us have seen drawings and pictures of them, they're big, heavy things. And to have a yoke put upon you doesn't seem like, even if it's a light yoke, that pleasant a thing. But Jesus isn't talking about just placing a yoke upon us. He's inviting us to come and share his yoke. Which is, again, how you normally see oxen. Not just one pulling, but two yoked together. And when you're training young oxen, that's particularly important. And usually you'll find one that's quite strong to yoke it with. One who can bear the brunt of the load. And so it is with us and Christ. There is a load that we can't carry. That is the load of our sin. We heard about it in our epistle lesson, how even the Apostle Paul struggles against it. The good that I would do, that's not what I do. The evil that I don't want to do, that's what I keep on doing. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? But thanks be to God through Jesus Christ. For that load that we can't carry, the penalty for our sin, that's impossible for us to bear. He came to bear for us. The death and the punishment that we were to take he took upon himself, going to the cross and giving his life to pay for our sin. And that great enemy that we couldn't conquer, death, he then conquered for us when he rose from the dead. And we have been yoked to him in our baptisms. At baptism, we put on Christ. And as Paul also remarks just a chapter before in Romans chapter 6, we were buried with Christ in our baptism. So that just as he was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too might have a new life. One, if you will, mighty ox, pulling all the weight for us, but us right alongside. Yoked together with him that we might go and walk in the ways that he goes and walks. As I was reading through the commentaries on this particular verse, one of the things that was brought to my attention was that maybe the word rest isn't the best word to describe what Jesus is inviting us to do. I know what rest feels like. I usually lay down and do nothing. But that isn't exactly what Christ is calling us to do. And as the commentaries suggest, the actual meaning of the Greek word isn't quite rest, but it's more like relief. The kind of relief that you might feel carrying in, let's say, a bunch of groceries, and you're really struggling, and somebody comes along and says, "Here, let me help you," and lifts your load so that what you have to carry is no problem at all. We are yoked with Christ, but not so that we can just lay down and do nothing. We're yoked with him that we can walk alongside of him and live the kind of life that he lives. Not a life of self-service. Not a life of just going our own way and doing our own thing. But a life of service and care to others, giving of ourselves, using our time and our talents and our treasures in service to our Lord and Master. That's, if you will, the burden that God gives us. It's not a heavy one, not if you're yoked to Christ, but it is the load that we will bear if we are yoked to him. There's some other interesting things about how Jesus describes our coming to him as well in this text for this morning. You know, normally, I don't think oxen choose, if you will, to have yokes put on them and to be forced to do all that labor that they do for others. You've at least seen oxen. How many of you at least have been to a zoo and seen a mighty ox? They're big animals. Have you ever wondered how human beings get them to do the things that they do? It's simple. As strong and as mighty as they are, you stick a ring in their nose. And once you do that and pull, you can take them wherever you want to go. I don't know who the first guy is that figured that out or how he got it done, but it works. But that's not how God invites us to come to Him. We aren't forced to be yoked to Christ. He doesn't stick a ring in our nose and yank on it and say, "You better, or you are going to feel some real pain." It's an invitation. Come to me, you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. He doesn't force it upon us. He asks us to take it willingly and walk by Him willingly. We will, if we are yoked to Christ, walk where He walks and goes where He goes. But if that's not the life we want, the alternative is not very pleasant. For Satan, the world, and even our own sinful flesh are not so kind as is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They're the ones that stick that ring in our nose and force us to do those things that we really don't want to do, as Paul was talking about again in our epistle lesson. The ring in our nose may take different forms. It's things like fear and guilt and doubt and worry. If you've ever been guilted into doing something you know you really didn't want to do, raise your hand. It works so good, and you know the whole world uses it. Our parents have used it on us. If you got children, they'll use that on you too. It's amazing how guilty a two-year-old can make you feel. Your friends do it. Your people at work do it. It's just like sticking a ring in your nose and yanking on it, and all of a sudden you find yourself going someplace you really don't want to go. And the burdens they make us bear are not easy and light burdens. They're heavy burdens that weigh down our souls, driving us to do horrible things, not only to others, but sometimes horrible things to ourselves. We think we're strong and we're mighty and we can go wherever we want. But that's not the case. The world with its rings in our noses, the fears, the doubts, the worries, the guilts, is a cruel taskmaster, binding heavy burdens, but to us, if you will, dumb ox, Christ has given this gracious invitation. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you relief. The heavy weights that are impossible for us to bear, He will take upon Himself. The debt of sin that we can't carry, He carried for us to the cross. The conquering of death, He does that for us. But He will not force us to follow Him. He invites us to take His yoke upon ourselves, to turn our worries and our doubts and our fears and our guilts over to Him. but in so doing to bind ourselves to Him. To walk not only in this world, but in the next where He walks. To go where He goes and to serve the Father as He willingly serves the Father. God grant that we who have been bound and yoked to Jesus in our baptisms will continue to remain there, to go where He leads us in this life, that we may reach the destination that He has reached, the heavenly glory He promises to all who have been yoked to Him. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright 2001 by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org. Thank you.